dedicated to my, I guess I'd call him my oldest and longest best friend, who passed away October 13th. And it's David Wetzel, who was the director of the Center for New Music and Audio Technology at Berkeley. And in that piece, I called it Logarithms, not Logarithms, but Logarithms, because there were a whole lot of these African logarithms that I collected over the years. And about 15 years ago, I recorded some of the things you heard here in the ensemble rehearsal room when Richard Karst was doing the sound here. And the way it started was there was a ratio of 4 or 5 to 6 on the speeds, the pulses of the logarithms, which happens to be the ratio of a major triad of the frequencies. But it ends up sounding really kind of consonant in its own way. But then as the piece progressed, I went away from that. Eventually we got to some sounds that had bells in them and different tempos, and David had built me a sequencer many years ago using Max MSP, which is a program that he helped develop. And it's an amazingly difficult and wonderful program to try to work with. I guess you call it a program, application, electronic thing, in which you build what various types of sequencers and filters and on. But anyway, he designed this wonderful sequencer for me. And what you heard in there towards the end was something that happened to be in 27 and at one tempo, and then something came in at 13 and another. We weren't counting. Well, he was counting. So, and it just reminded me of David, and I think he would have loved this. He was a great guy. He was like a close friend. And as you get older, and maybe even at your age, people leave you, and it's like, oh, that hurts. And then after a while, it doesn't hurt, and you realize, oh, go on. It's kind of the miracle in reverse. So that was the piece for David. And the next thing I want to do is a piece called Jazz. Huh? I realize you got jazz, right? That's a tall order. But for me, it's about me. And this is about me discussing. And jazz music is the music that got me into this instrument. And when I was very young, I heard certain drummers. And my folks would play 78s, and it would be jazz music. This one particular sound that I found out, this is when I was young, you know, like 10 years old, I found out that it was a drummer named Gene Krupa. And there was something about certain sounds that he made that I think it got me. That was it. From that point on, I was a drummer. And I'm going to demonstrate that for you now, just some of the sounds. What I'm going to do is speak about a few things that influenced me, and then I'm going to play an improvised solo, which maybe some of those things will be in there. Here's the Gene Krupa, kind of some of the ideas.